What's the universe of time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is accusing his rival Hillary Clinton of trying to smear him by calling him a racist. He says Clinton is actually a bigot.
She supports policies on crime that make communities less safe and that make it harder to raise your children in security and in peace.
Trump's comments follow a speech by Hillary Clinton in the western state of Nevada, where she said voters should not be fooled by Trump's efforts to rebrand his campaign. Clinton says Trump's comments make him the first nominee of a major party to stoke and encourage racial hate with many of the controversies.
These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology.
Trump said Clinton's speech was aimed at distracting voters from questions about her family foundation and private email use. Afghan police say at least 10 people are dead and more than 37 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on American University in Kabul, which ended on Thursday. The dead include 7 students, 2 police officers, and a security guard. A foreign teacher was also among the injured. More than 700 staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. American swimmer Ryan Lochte on Thursday was charged by Brazilian officials with filing a false robbery report. Video surveillance emerged showing the swimmer getting into a confrontation with armed security guards over alleged vandalism. This is VOA.